Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
The union is behind us. We shall
walking off the job and onto the picket line is usually the last straw when workers can't come to an agreement at the bargaining table. That was the case in October of 1946 when St. Paul teachers set down their pencils and took to the streets demanding better working conditions, smaller class sizes, and better pay. It was the first big strike by teachers in the United States.
They wanted better working conditions, which is what we still want to this day.
That's St. Paul Federation of Teachers President Denise Rodriguez. Many teachers were working in condemned buildings. They had no textbooks, and they wanted smaller class sizes. The strike ended 5 weeks and 3 days after the Thanksgiving holiday, with the teachers getting most of what they asked for. Rodriguez says that teachers in St. Paul today learned an important lesson from that strike.
And we've learned in St. Paul that we don't ever want to go to the negotiating table again with the district without parents and community behind us.
Today, the St. Paul Federation of Teachers continues to negotiate for some of the same things with the district.
Just like a tree that's
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.